The list adds up to about $5.6 million in cuts for the Sunnyside School District next year. It includes cuts to jobs like the one of Julie Fouts, an art teacher at Gallego Elementary.
One has to go from each of the school sites.
A week ago, the budget override proposal failed by 150 votes, and many, like Fouts, say it is because the community has lost trust in district leaders.
Just from talking with parents and the community members, I think they were sick of the three-ring circus going on, and unfortunately, it will affect the kids.
Four out of the five board members are facing possible recalls. Superintendent Manuel Izquierdo says the controversy did play a role in how people voted.
This election was lost because of the continued negativity displayed by some community members who planted a seed of distrust with accusations of corruption, and for that, I'm sorely disappointed.
Sunnyside officials are looking into whether poll workers violated the law by suggesting voters choose no on the override proposal. In the meantime, the board will consider the suggested list of cuts and vote on that later. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.